Top of the morning to you. This is a market brief for Tuesday, March 7th, 2017. Thought I would take a little bit of time this morning and try to explain some of the gyrations that we saw in the veg oil markets last week relative to the rumors out last Tuesday about possible changes within the Trump administration and the current EPA for the RFS, or the renewable fuels standard that we have. That's the ethanol and biodiesel mandates. There were several things that came out of a supposed meeting between those in the Trump administration and those of the RFA, the Renewable Fuels Association. Now, this is all rumors at this point, but the things that came out of that was that possibly the ethanol requirement, or at least the E15 blend, would be expanded. That doesn't mean really too much for us in the veg oil business. Another piece that came out of that is that the point of obligation would be changed from the fuel producer to the fuel blender. Don't want to spend any time on that because that probably is immaterial for us in the veg oil sector as well. What is important to us is possibly the change of the tax credit, which actually expired on December 31st, 2016, from a producer's or a blender's credit, which is what it was last year, to a producer's credit. The reason that the market had such a bullish reaction to this was that it would effectively cut off imports of veg oil, of biodiesel that we bring into the U.S. to fulfill our biodiesel mandate. That would put a lot more of a requirement on the domestic producers and domestic feedstock, which could further tighten the soybean oil and other veg oil balance sheets in the U.S. That's why the market had a violent reaction. We do believe, after looking at this for the last week, that it probably increases the chances that we will get a producer's tax credit of some time in the future, but that probably is an increase from 35% to maybe a 50-50 toss-up right now. We'll keep you abreast of changes as these rumors change and legislation changes in Washington, D.C. in future market briefs. This has been a brief for Tuesday, March 7th, 2017.